to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
Hello, everyone. We are back. It's another edition of the Roma Press Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Sorry this is coming out probably a few days later than you or myself probably had anticipated, but Andy and I ran into some scheduling conflicts, so I will bring him on in just a moment here. Just a couple of things. Our sponsors, have to thank Euro Fantasy League. If you go to fantasycitya.com, fantasy-champions-league.com, you can play some of the best fantasy football games. If you want to play something else, such as the Premier League, they have that. Bundesliga, they have that as well. Ligue 1, La Liga, they have it all. EuroFantasyLeague.com, where you can also find some great original content from a variety of writers. Chloe Beresford and myself are on there. David Amoyal. Great stuff. Regardless of the league that you enjoy, I'm assuming it's Serie A, but you can also find great content on the other leagues as well. And then there's also our newest betting partner, romapress.co.uk, where you can find the best football betting tips with over 90% accuracy. Again, that's romapress.co.uk. Have to thank our two sponsors and also have to thank our wonderful patrons at Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/romapress and become a patron of the show, where you can get extra episodes, early access to the podcast. And I have to mention our newest patron, Omar DeCole, who you can find on Twitter at UsherLyrics2. Fantastic username. Fantastic. Who doesn't like Usher? Again, at UsherLyrics and then the number 2. So thank you, Omar. Again, fantastic Twitter username. So thank you again. Without you guys, this podcast, the website, none of it is possible without you. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It truly does mean a lot. So let me bring Andy on now. And real quick, just in case I do go MIA for the next week or two here and you're wondering what the hell has happened. I think I've mentioned it like 3 or 4 times, but my wife and I, we are expecting our third child within the next week here. They won't let her go past middle of next week. So that's the latest he will come. I'm very anxious. I'm getting as much sleep as I can because I know it's going to be hard to come by for quite some time. So if an episode doesn't come out for a week, if some of the posts on the website, you're not seeing news in the regular fashion that you're used to seeing, that is why. We're spending some time together. I will take a couple of days off where I don't post a single thing, but rest assured things will be back to normal programming once we sort of get our feet underneath ourselves. So let's get Andy on now. Well, we discuss a variety of things. Fiorentina didn't really get into the Napoli match. That really speaks for itself. And then we talk a little about sporting director, managerial stuff, because I think at this point we're looking more so big picture as opposed to the day-to-day, because it's looking dimmer and dimmer for Champions League football for Roma, at least in my opinion. There's always that Italian saying where, you know, we won't get our hopes. We're going to keep our hopes up as long as the math is on our side. But the math is getting dimmer and dimmer and less in Roma's favor. And then real quick before I bring Andy on, over the last 24 hours, there have been a variety of reports, a couple of them coming from a Milano-based outlet about Roma and potentially a Qatari fund being interested in acquiring the club. So I reached out to somebody at the club, and they gave me the typical, it's normal that a high-profile club like Roma draws interest from other potential buyers, yada, yada, yada. But I was told that the interest of this Qatari fund in purchasing Roma is true. However, no concrete steps have been taken, and I have been told, and everybody else has been really affirming the same thing. Nothing is going to happen until we get a firm decision and a shovel is put into the ground on the stadium. Roma, the prospect of them as being a potential asset for any buyer, nobody is going to purchase them until they know for sure what is going to happen with the stadium. So until that gets resolved, you're not going to see anything in terms of Parotta selling Roma. So I would be calm, and we're going to need some patience on this. There is interest in Roma. Do I think Palotta would sell if the right offer came along, I do. But I think that's something we're way off at the moment. We're going to have to wait and be patient. So that's what I've been told. If I hear anything different, obviously I'll put it out on the website. I will put it out and discuss it on here. But for now, we just got to stay calm and be patient because, again, nothing is really going to happen until we have a firm decision on the stadium. So Andy and I don't get into that, but let me bring him on now for our deep dive into the last few days here at Roma. All right, Andy. So we're back. It hasn't been a very kind week or so for Roma. We didn't record after the loss against Napoli, and we're recording this the day after the draw against Fiorentina. What have you made of the last couple of match days? For me, it sort of seems like the light has faded for Champions League football.
Oh, I agree with you. And I've been saying this for a long time. I really cannot wait for this season to end. And as the season progresses and we are nearing the final stages of this terrible, absolutely historically awful campaign, this team doesn't deserve Champions League football. Let's face it. I don't know which is worse, to not get Champions League football or to get it, but get it in the way Roma would get it. Because right now, I think Serie A, it's not, people are trying to push this agenda that Serie A this year is very competitive. I don't think so. I think Serie A is just mediocre, very mediocre this year. And so it happens that a lot of teams are on the same mediocre level, except for the likes of Napoli and Juve. All other teams are on the same level. So I'm just looking at this standings table, and I don't know. We don't deserve it. I don't see anybody else who really deserves it. I don't think any other team like Milan or Inter truly deserve it. I don't think Lazio deserve it. I don't think Atalanta deserve it. And it just seems like it's a race for who's going to be luckier in certain key moments. And right now, Roma haven't been lucky. Roma under Ranieri, and it's been pretty harsh and pretty awful to watch.
I agree, and the thing is that Roma could easily have essentially qualified for the Champions League if they would have been just a little less shit. They could have been shit. They could have been very shit, but not to the level that they are right now. I mean, this Roma is terrible. They're very, very bad, and even if they were just slightly less shit, they would be qualified at this point because everybody around them, Milan, Lazio, Atalanta, everybody has these flaws, and it's just astonishing to me that we saw what happened these last couple of weeks. Inter have dropped points, Milan have dropped points, but Roma have been unable to make up any ground on them. And the eye-opening thing for me, and you know, we saw it pretty clearly in the match against Spal. It was evident in the match against Napoli. What do you think about Ranieri? Because I have to say, I'm really, really shocked. I thought he would have more of an impact. I thought he would at least bring some enthusiasm, but these players look just as dead as they did from when Di Francesco was at the helm.
Well, you know what? I told you I didn't expect any miracle, and I was just glad that he was the one to take over, and I am still glad that he's the one to lead us in these final days. But there is something. I mean, this team is completely shot. Like we are just in such a slump that I really fail to recall any other similar period in the last 3 to 4 years. It's been really rough. And it just seems like, look, I think there is a point where the players look around and noticed that there's been like 45 muscular injuries this season, and it's like every game there's at least one of our players just getting injured or re-injuring himself, or maybe extending the time out of the pitch. So, and Manolas said it himself, it's not good and it's not healthy psychologically for a team to be so troubled by these unpredictable injuries. And you know, I fail to recall a season where certain players, even like Manolas, got injured like 3 to 4 times a year. And yesterday we saw it was Santon, a guy who really played very little this season. And I just think this team is in such a terrible condition under every circumstance that it's just hard to get anything out of it. And you have Ranieri saying that Kolarov is playing injured, that Dzeko is playing through an injury, that De Rossi has been dealing with injuries, that Perotti is playing through an injury. Then you have all the young talent under Pellegrini out, injured. El Shaarawy, the most reliable player this season, out, injured. It's just every single thing is going wrong for us. And I'm not saying that we're not awful. I think this team this year has played terrible football. It's just that things are not getting better and they are not looking better. They're just getting worse every match day. So it just, I just think it just all adds up and it's just hard to get out of it.
And the worrying thing for me, Andy, is that if you look at this team, again, other than Zaniolo, maybe Kluivert, Under, who's one who, in my opinion, is definitely going to leave, who are the real building blocks of this team? Because I don't really see many names that, A, have a lot of quality, and B, can sort of be the foundations of the team. I mean, if you just look at that defense, the midfield, I mean, De Rossi and Zonzi, Cristante hasn't had a great season. Pellegrini's been injured recently. And then in the attack, you have a Dzeko who's been horrific this season. You have an El Shaarawy who has done really, really well, but he's injured. You have a Perotti who's been injured the entire season. And then again, you have Under, Zaniolo, Kluivert. I mean, for me, that's the most worrying part out of all of this. It seems like this entire roster needs an overhaul.
I agree, and that's, I don't know if we're going to touch upon that, but that's why I also find reasonable, and I'm not shocked by the words of Zaniolo. I don't think what he said was wrong, and I don't think it was shocking. I think this is a young guy who's got a huge, huge talent and huge potential to play at the top level, and he just wants to know what the situation is, what the future of this team looks like, what the management can guarantee him, what is the team that is going to be built around him if he is to become the new focal point of this team. I think that's just reasonable, and I agree with you. It's after a season like this, there are no certainties with Roma, and basically everybody should be on the trading block. I would save some names which I like. The likes of Pellegrini, I would save him. I think Pellegrini is one to keep. But otherwise, it's just a team on the market. That's terrible and it's scary because I don't think we've had that in recent years. But you know what? I mean, sometimes teams go through this. They just have to restart, recharge, and sometimes it can lead to positive results. And as you said, John, this team is so unlikable that why would you keep most of these guys?
Yeah, they're extremely unlikable. Very, very. Just the personalities, very unlikable. The more I watch Dzeko, just the more I long for the summer market to arrive here. But we're going to have to deal with, ideally, you would like to make this overhaul knowing full well that you have Champions League money coming in, but that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. So this summer is going to be drastically different than ones we've seen in the past, where you see bigger purchases and you'll see a bigger sale. But this summer, I mean, we may see multiple big sales. You know, we could see Dzeko leave, we could see Under leave, and I don't know. It's almost like you have to go backwards just to be able to move forward a bit. And I don't really know. Again, it's hard for me to figure out who are the pillars of this team. Who can you keep beyond this summer and say, you know what, they are a foundation of this team? Because again, I think we're at the point where it's to go on an individual basis and judge every single person's season, we're beyond that. Everybody has been shit. There's nobody who we can, again, hang our hat on and say, wow, other than maybe Zaniolo, wow, they've been outstanding this season. And the scary thing is for me, I mean, it's not this. It's not just that they need a new player. I mean, they need an entirely new department. The defense, I mean, is dead. Who other than Manolas can you bring back and have even the lightest bit of confidence in? Because other than Manolas, for me, it's nobody.
No, and that applies to the whole team. And I think that when you come to a point where you really don't know what the pillars are of this team, then it's, I know it will sound harsh, but I think it's a good thing to rebuild. Because let's face it, up until a year ago, we were saying that the pillars to this team are the veterans. We are not talking about young talent. For many years, we were talking about the pillars of this team are the veterans, the so-called senatori, such as Dzeko. In the past, it was Strootman, Nainggolan, Manolas, recently Kolarov. Clearly, this is the end of the road and the end of such probably philosophy in Roma. And I think what we are going to see this summer, doesn't matter if it's Europa League football, maybe not even Europa League football, because there is a lot of other teams that are trying to get in, or Champions League football, is that Roma are very likely going to change the philosophy and the strategy that they take to the market. So I agree with you. There are no pillars in this team. I think the young talent is still a bit premature to call it a possible pillar. The veterans are just out of gas, so there is no point in that. So again, I can't help but feel that a change is needed, and a change will take place this summer.
Yeah, and the situation that Roma are in my opinion, is really an indictment, a big, big indictment, and says a lot about Monchi. We've talked a bit about it before the break. I still feel like Roma are reeling a little bit from it, but my goodness, if you just look at these last two seasons under him, wow, did Roma really get fooled by this guy? I mean, you can't look at one area and say, wow, he improved that area of the pitch, or wow, other than Zaniolo, maybe Under, Kluivert, okay.
Under, but I agree. And that's, I think, I when Monchi arrived, I expected those kind of moves. I expected the type of players that, like, such as Under, players that you know little about, that have immense upside and can be sold for a lot of money, have a good one, two seasons at the club, and then be sold for a lot of money. And I agree with you. I think looking at it now, look, we both were called out multiple times for, you know, being biased and being too mad at Di Francesco and not mad enough at Monchi. The thing is that when you, I don't know, I'm a bit like Pallotta. When you bring in a professional like Monchi, I tend to trust him. So I'm not going to jump at him for I don't know, spending this amount of money on a certain player. I'm going to trust him. The guy has achieved a lot, has won trophies, has done a tremendous job at Sevilla. I'm going to be happy with, and I'm going to just put some confidence into what he does. Clearly, it hasn't worked. But again, that's why I also don't blame Pallotta on this whole thing, because as he said in an interview, listen, we gave Monchi the keys to everything. I gave him carte blanche. I gave him what he needed when he needed it, and he failed. And obviously, you know, that's also partly on Pallotta, because, you know, he should have known better to distribute the power equally. He didn't do it because he trusted a professional. And I think this is also going to influence this summer's mercato, because we're going to see maybe the power of the market, the transfer market, distributed across multiple members of the management. A lot of reports are mentioning that we want to bring in some scouting experts in. We want maybe make a duo of Massara and Totti. I don't know, but I think it's just going to be very different this year.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, the thing that really puzzles me is, listen, Pallotta should certainly take some blame. I'm critical of him. You're critical of him. I'm more than happy to praise him. I think he's done a good job given the circumstances since he's arrived. But listen, the thing that we wanted Pallotta to do was bring incredible footballing names to sort of take the pressure off of him. And that's what he did with Monchi, and Monchi absolutely failed. So I can understand Pallotta, maybe he should have had more foresight to maybe intervene sooner, but I think he did the right thing by hiring Monchi. And listen, sometimes in life, in football, not in football, at your job, you get burned. And I feel like that's what happened here. He got duped. You brush off your knees and you move on. But listen, the position that Monchi has put Roma in is, for me, extremely difficult now, because you, other than maybe a few names, you're going to have a very difficult time selling some of the players on this team. I mean, Inzonzi, Pastore, I mean, what do you do with those two?
I don't know. And it's not like those are the only two names we need to get, you know, rid of summer. I mean, because Monchi, he came on and, you know, he may have, he spent a lot of money, and he also increased the salaries to the point that, you know, we have Pastore making money like a top player. We have Nzonzi making money like a top player. But then he gave a contract extension to Perotti, and Perotti making, what, $3 million a year, giving a contract extension to Fazio. And these are things that a club like Roma cannot do. So that's where Monchi failed. I think he failed to understand, really grasp the situation that we were in. And now we will have to find a way. It's going to be extremely difficult. That, to me, I'm not even worried about the players that are going to be coming into the club. I'm worried about who and how is going to leave, meaning a guy like Juan Jesus, please, God, take him away. Just someone do something with him. But how? How are you going to sell a guy that doesn't perform like a proper center back, at least on a mid-table team, and makes $2.5 million a year? That's just crazy.
It's worrying if you just look at all of the wages of these players. The thing that, you know, I just feel like they need so many pieces and so many key positions. I mean, they're going to need a new number nine. I think as much as I like Schick and as much as I want him to succeed, I don't think he's going to be enough. Dzeko is certainly going to leave. They need a new partner alongside Manolas, or they may need two new defenders. They need a new goalkeeper. And it just feels very overwhelming when you see all the positions of need that they require. It adds up very fast, and you just wonder, my God, they're going to have to sacrifice somewhere. I think of somebody like Florenzi. As much as we don't like him, he's certainly going to have to play a big role, whether it's at right back in the midfield. I just don't know where they start. That's the biggest problem. I feel like there are so many needs. It's difficult for me to find one place for them to really focus on and begin, because, I mean, for you, who is undoubtedly a name to build around? For me, if I were to make my list of players I would, without question, would want to remain, Zaniolo, Under, Kluivert, El Shaarawy, Pellegrini, and is that it? Who else is there?
I don't know. I don't even know how to make a list like that. I just, I don't really, right now, looking at this Roma, I don't believe in this philosophy of building around something. I think that Zaniolo is incredibly talented. I think that Pellegrini has potential. I just don't know if we've seen what? Like, maybe a little bit less of a successful season for both of these guys, and we're already talking about, you know, making them the focal points of this team. Sure, but right now, this, to me, the priority right now is fixing the defense. And this is going to be very tough, because you don't know if Manolas is going to leave. And you need someone good, and which means a lot of money in today's transfer market, which Roma will not have in this summer market if they are going to have to rebuild. So we just have to hope that some young up-and-coming center back gets signed. But to me, the defense right now is the priority, because I really don't care what happens to the forwards. I know Dzeko is out. I don't care what happens to the midfield. Obviously, De Rossi, big question mark. Nzonzi probably out. But the defense, that this team needs to go back to learning how to defend. And with the defenders that we have right now in this team, starting from our fullbacks to our center backs, there is absolutely zero defensive IQ, and we just need to get something into it.
Now, one thing we really haven't discussed, obviously we've spoken about Monchi quite a lot, and you brought up Masada a little bit ago. Is he the one you want to be made the permanent sporting director, or do you think they need to go in another position direction? Because in my opinion, I think they can't afford any more experiments. They can't afford any more gambles. Give it to Masada. If you want to give Totti more of a larger role, go ahead. I would give it to Masada, though, because he is the surest thing at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. Partly agree. It's just that there are so many reports on who we are looking at. And, for example, you know, the whole thing about Campos and, you know, him wanting certain guarantees, and now Pallotta not being, you know, not willing to give the keys to the whole vehicle. Or you know, more scouting experts and creating, instead of having one central figure, creating more of a network with, you know, guys like exactly a team like Massara, Totti, and then somebody else, and then a scouting network. I think that could work. I think Roma just need to keep it very simple, and just, again, just work their way up, because this is it. I mean, to me, these final days are rock bottom for Roma. I think this team is just free falling, just going through a terrible a period in its American history. no, really, and it's just, and yeah, I think right. I think this is this is going to be very difficult. I can understand fans being frustrated and puzzled and, you know, making all their, you know, names for the transfer market, who they want, who they wish to sell, blah, blah, blah. It just, I think it's going to be very difficult. And I think Roma need to just create a very simple system. I know it sounds simple in the way I'm telling it. I just, from a fan perspective, I want the things on the managerial side to be kept very simple, not making a lot of fuss about bringing, you know, experts and professionals and this guy won this and this guy achieved this. Keep it simple and focus on what really matters, which is making this team better.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the thing that just worries me is that they're going to try and find the air quotes, the next Munchie. I think they need to go for something, just no more risks. What do you think, though? Obviously, if we look at the table, nothing is certain right now. I mean, they could finish fourth, they could finish ninth or 10th at this point. But part of, I was thinking about this yesterday, but does part of you almost not even want to qualify for Europe at this point? Because in my opinion, and it seems like in your opinion, Champions League seems impossible. In my opinion, it's impossible. But, you know, part of me thinks almost do it like we did when Garcia was hired. We went through a major overhaul that summer. Many players arrived. We had some leave, like Lamela. But I think that would be sort of like the perfect mix. You don't stretch yourself out thin because you won't have European football to worry about. You can play one match per week. You obviously have the Coppa Italia, but you know that's nothing major. It doesn't arrive until January anyway. So what is your ideal scenario, or what is the scenario that you want?
Well, I can tell you, you mentioned it. Garcia was brilliant. Remember the atmosphere after we lost the Coppa Italia to Lazio? It seemed like it was the end of the world. Like, that was it. That was nothing good could come out afterwards, right? And then instead, we had an excellent run, and I'm not saying it will happen or it can happen. I just think, look, for example, I would hate having to go through Europa League qualifiers because
those are the worst.
Those are the worst because the quality of the football. I can't complain because I'm a Roma fan, but the quality of Europa League football at that stage is horrendous. And it also starts way too early in the season. It basically would mean that you would have to cut your preparations and training camp in half. It would mean that you would have to play your games in America and then immediately come back to Europe and get ready for qualifiers that they don't give you anything. And so if I can even get to Europa League football directly, great. But at this stage, I'm already watching these Roma games as if I'm watching a team that is not playing any sort of football next season, any sort of international football next season. And I think that's reasonable. I think our line of thought is reasonable because it would really force the management to reconsider the whole strategy, look at what they did right in the past, what they did wrong, what to avoid, what moves can help Roma progress, and it will be part of me is excited for it.
I think so too. Listen, it seems like a century ago, I know, and it seems like ancient history at that point or at this point. But gosh, those first 3 or 4 months under Garcia were so fun because the previous two seasons were absolute shit under Luis Enrique and Zeman. I mean, that unbeaten run that they went on, that winning streak was so fun. And I feel like that, something like that is what this team needs more than anything. It's just not fun to watch them anymore. it's a job at this point to watch Roma play, because there's no passion. These guys look like they're counting down the days until the end of the season, and that is the worst place that you want your team to be in. And I feel like if you don't have any Europa League hanging over your head, you're just focused on the league. You're playing one match per week, obviously until the cup starts. But I feel like in a team who needs a massive, massive rebuild and a huge overhaul, that would be the ideal environment, don't you think?
Yep, I agree. I agree. I think, look, it's undoubtedly a huge blow for Roma to miss out on Champions League football, even on Europa League football, to the brand of Roma, to the image of Roma after, you know, the big, you know, the big screamer of getting to the Champions League semifinals. Here we are, most likely missing out on international football, on European football. But it's on the other hand, I agree. We will have to reconsider our, you know, who we are, what we want to be as a team, as a brand, as a club, and and it will bring in some fresh faces, because I'm really like you. I'm tired of seeing the same faces. The same faces that don't necessarily demonstrate anything. I mean, you look at some of the goals we bag in and the reaction of the players, they accept it. They're not frustrated that they let a goal in. They accept it. It's like it's become a norm. We haven't kept a clean sheet in months since that Chievo game. And here we are. We have players that don't know how to react, and perhaps don't even want to react at this point. And that's the worst, as you said. This is the rock bottom. So, bringing in some new faces, changing strategies, changing the way we play football from week to week, focusing on league only, may be a good thing.
Yeah. So. The season is still going on. There's still 8 matches left. They have Sampdoria at the weekend. Sampdoria team who recently drew against Milan. I have to say, I am absolutely astonished that Roma are going to finish behind this Milan and this Inter, because I think both of them are absolute shit. And as I said, the biggest and most frustrating part in all this is, if Roma had only been just slightly less shit, they'd be in a Champions League place right now. So they really only have themselves to blame, especially if you look over this last month. I mean, each of those sides has been dropping points left from right, and Roma have done nothing to take advantage of that. So I take it then maybe you feel differently, but I'm just going to assume you're not feeling even the slightest bit of confidence coming into this match.
No, I'm not. And going back to our previous point is that, yeah, the one painful thing I think about missing out on Champions League football is seeing the other teams go in. I will hate seeing Milan and Inter going to Champions League football. I the thought of having Lazio be ahead of us is just sucks the life out of me. Same for Atalanta, maybe less so Torino, but I think that's the most painful part. Is right now I have no confidence in this team. I don't expect a result against Sampdoria, but in the larger scheme of things, that's what I'm afraid of, is that while Roma are going to take a step back, the other teams, likes of Milan or Inter, who have made mistakes in the past, they have spent too much money on players that haven't really shown anything. Both Milan and Inter have splashed so much money during the recent summer mercatos that I think right now they have learned their lesson. And if they get Champions League football, which they most likely will, they will take 2 steps forward. And that's the painful part, is that all these years trying to climb up the top, and here we are, we're slipping away again, which can be exciting, but that's the painful part.
Yeah, I think so too. So real quick, before we end it here, Roma will see Gianpaolo at the weekend. Do you, would you want him as a manager? Yes or no? Because mine is a hard
no, no, no. If it's a hard, if just an answer, no.
Easy enough. Okay, we'll leave it there. Hopefully, there's something even remotely more positive to discuss. But yeah, this is brutal. We barely even discussed the match against Fiorentina, which I don't really know what there is.
I applaud Gerson. I like Gerson's performance. I'm happy for him. He deserved it.
Yeah, he was good. Muriel almost scored from like the halfway line. That would
while
have been
he
hilarious.
Was digesting a whole Mac meal.
Yeah, but he always purges Roma. Yes. You know that. Yes. Come on. He always does. All right, we'll leave it there, everyone. Thank you so much for joining and for listening. We'll be back in the coming days after the match against Sampdoria. So we will talk to you then. Ciao.